Very much so. At this stage, investigations are still very much ongoing. You might be able to see behind me still several fire engines on site. My understanding from speaking to the fire brigade commander on site is one of the problems investigators are facing at the moment is that the property itself is still structurally unsound, so they're not necessarily able to get in and do the investigating they would want to do, which is obviously hindering the process. But get to the bottom of this, we're assured they will. In the meantime, the tragic effects of this fire, even if we don't know the cause, are all too clear. Five people have lost their lives. It's believed that they're all members of the same family, and that three of those people who've lost lives are in fact young children. So the worst possible news. I've spoken throughout the morning, throughout the afternoon today, to relatives, friends of the family who are all united in both their disbelief and their grief. I spoke to the next door neighbours who described last night having to bundle out of the house around 10:30. They took nothing but the clothes on their back and their children. In fact, the woman who I spoke to was wearing her dressing gown around 10 o'clock this morning. They had to be put up in a hotel overnight. There's no clear sense of when they're going to be able to get back home, but it's a sense of the desperation with which they ran from their homes, that they had nothing but their pajamas on. And all of those people, many of whom are still milling around as I speak, are very keen to know, as you might expect, exactly how this tragedy could have occurred. As I say, investigations are still ongoing, and we are assured by the police and the fire brigade that they're doing their utmost to get to the bottom of it.